From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Belgium's maximum security alert extended for the week. Belgian authorities are maintaining a maximum state of alert in Brussels this week to prevent a Paris-style attack and allowing police to search for terror suspects. More than 20 have been rounded up in the past 2 days. Charles Michel is the prime minister. He says he hopes life can get back to normal gradually with schools and the city's metro system scheduled to reopen to the public Wednesday. Belgium has also requested help from Morocco in tracking a key suspect in the November 13 Paris massacres, Salah Abdeslam, who has avoided arrest since crossing into Belgium from Paris hours after the attacks. Late Monday, the U.S. government issued a worldwide travel alert warning Americans, Islamic State extremists, and other terror groups continue planning attacks in multiple regions. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on 4 current and former Burundian officials, it says, have contributed to ongoing turmoil. The order freezes any assets the men have in U.S. jurisdictions and blocks them from entering U.S. territory. The White House says it received multiple reports of targeted killings, arbitrary arrest, torture, and political repression by security forces. Reuters reports armed vigilantes with automatic rifles are patrolling their neighborhoods in Bujumbura, plagued by violence. This man, who claims to be a group leader, says this is not a rebel movement, but people, he says, want to protect their communities from the violence that has plagued the country since President Pierre Nkurunziza announced his intention in April to seek a third term. Meanwhile, Burundian officials have suspended 10 non-governmental organizations they say have been opposed to the president's move to stay in office, accusing them of being involved in anti-government activities. This is VOA News.